It's time to make it count. We give professionals the knowledge, mindset, and habits to win at work and at home. I'm Freddie Bennett, Guinness World Record holder, business owner, adventurer, and author, giving you the tools to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed. The clock is ticking, so let's go and make it count. Welcome to the Professional Superheroes series of Make It Count. We are running this mini-series because I want to give you the knowledge, the skills, and the mindset to make your career, your business, and your life count for more. So as well as your weekly dose of Make It Count, I'm going to bring you this weekly shot of wisdom to help get you unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed to become the professional superhero that you know you can be. Now, this week, we're talking about faking it at work. Now, obviously, no one's ever faked it with me, but I must admit faking it myself on more than one occasion. Now, obviously, we are talking about faking it in terms of who we show up as at work. Now, I have to give you a warning at the start of this mini podcast that in this episode, we will be holding up a mirror to yourself. We'll be talking about the different personality types that we bring to work. But I have to remind you that this isn't about who you are. This is about how we all think and behave. And now it's a rule that I always want to stick to in this podcast. Everything that I talk about in any of these podcasts, I have experienced, I've struggled with, and I have encountered myself sometimes on a daily basis. So everything we're talking about here, I have absolutely been through. So let's dive in when we're talking about faking it at work. When we think about who we want to be at work, how we want to show up at work, we tend to think of this dynamic, positive, intelligent, high-achieving go-getter who's there shaking hands and making deals and making clients laugh and have everybody turn around and say, oh my goodness, they're just such an amazing leader. They're so confident. They're so wonderful. They're so inspirational. That's who we want to be at work. How do we usually show up at work? Well, we show up like a kind of broken corporate version of the Seven Dwarfs. But rather than sleepy, sneezy and the rest of them, we show up as either shouty, moany, crabby, sulky, martyry, touchy or petulant. Or sometimes, if we're lucky, we show up as all of those seven corporate dwarves even before lunchtime. But I wanted to talk about three different roles that we tend to resort to at work, and we tend to fall back into these roles when times are getting difficult, when we're feeling stressed, when we're feeling low on confidence, when we're feeling overwhelmed, when we're feeling like an imposter. We will generally resort, or should I say run, to one of three default roles. Now, these roles are described in something called the dreaded drama triangle. Now, if you think of a triangle obviously has three corners. Think of one of these roles at every corner. So at one of the corner, the first role that we think about is playing the persecutor role. Then in the second corner, if you think about the second role that we often play, this is the rescuer role. And last but not least, in the third and final corner, the third and final role that we can often play is the role of the victim. So if you think about the three roles within this dreaded drama triangle, we have the role of persecutor, the role of rescuer, and the role of the victim. Now, we all bounce around these three roles, but we can't perform at our best, let alone reach the amazing superhero heights that we know we're capable of reaching, when we're bouncing around these three roles. And like I say, this isn't about saying, oh, you're such a victim in your role, or this person in their positions always being a persecutor. It isn't like that. It isn't about labeling people. This is a way of thinking. This is a way of believing. This is a way of acting. We can all drop into these three roles. Sometimes we can drop into all three of these roles in one meeting or in one day. We will always default to them in these times of stress and these moments of overwhelm. And this isn't about saying you will never think like a victim again, or you'll never act like a persecutor again, or you'll never dive in and try and rescue everything again. It isn't about that. It isn't about switching these off permanently. I wish that was possible, but it isn't. This is all about recognizing, oh, hang on, I'm thinking about this situation like a victim. Or, oh, hang on, wait a minute, am I being a bit of a persecutor here? This is recognizing when we're dropping into these behaviors and then being able to pull ourselves out of the behaviors as quickly as possible. So we've talked about these three roles that we could often play at work, these roles within the dreaded drama triangle: persecutor, rescuer, and victim. And now let's dive into these roles one by one. And you may hear a few things that sound familiar, either for yourself or for the people around you. So let's start with the persecutor. So when we are being a persecutor, we believe that we are surrounded by fools, idiots, or people who aren't as good as we are. That's always what we say. Oh, if my team doesn't get this. My team can't pick this up. But there might be an individual on the team and you say, oh, they always get this wrong, or I can't trust them to do this. We always believe we're surrounded by fools, idiots, or people who aren't as good as we are. The perspective that we approach the world with is that it's not my fault, it's your fault. I'm doing everything right, you're the person who's doing things wrong. That's the perspective that we always have. The benefits, because believe it or not, there are benefits to all these roles. The benefits, if you want to call them that, are that we always feel superior. We have this inflated sense of self-confidence and we have a sense of control. But the price that we pay when we act like a persecutor is that we end up being responsible for everything. People will see us as micromanagers. People will always do the bare minimum for us and nothing more. They will rarely report that they love working with us when we're in this persecutor frame of mind. And we can be seen as overbearing in our roles, in our behaviours, in our language, and so on. If we're thinking like a persecutor, we will lie awake at night and say to ourselves, I feel stuck because I don't trust anybody to do it as well as I can. I feel alone. So that's the role of the persecutor. Some of that may have sounded very familiar to you, but as I say, we could all drop into that persecutor frame of mind in certain situations. Next up in the dreaded drama triangle, we have the second role, which is the role of the rescuer. Now, we could all be a rescuer at work. Every office has one. Everyone has a rescuer. When we are approaching a problem or a situation from the perspective of a rescuer, we are telling ourselves, we believe, don't fight back, don't worry, let me jump in and I will fix everything. I'm here, I'm going to have to do it all, I'm going to fix this problem all by myself, whether you like it or not, whether you asked me to or not. When we view the world as a rescuer, then we approach the world with the perspective of, everything is my fault. Everything is my responsibility. It's not your responsibility. It's no one else's responsibility. I'm going to have to go and fix this all. Oh, I hope you're going to be grateful. Hope you're going to appreciate me because I'm going to have to come and rescue everyone all over again. The benefits of having the rescuer perspective is that we get to feel morally superior to everybody and we get to believe that we are indispensable. You'll usually catch yourself saying things like, this place would fall apart if it wasn't for me. This team wouldn't get anything done if it wasn't for me. You guys wouldn't be where you are today if I hadn't made all these sacrifices for you. We all say things like this. And that's when we're viewing the world like a rescuer. But there is a price that we pay. The price that we pay is that people can sometimes reject our offer of help. They can reject our rescue attempts, and we take it personally. So if we say, I'm going to fix this, and the other person says no, we take it as a personal insult, when really it was just them saying, no, it's okay, I've got this. You can save yourself some time. But we always take it personally. Another price we pay is that no one likes a meddler. We are often seen as nosy and meddling when we take the rescuer perspective. And we could also hold grudges. As I just mentioned, we see ourselves as the person who does all the sacrificing, who works the long hours for the team. We always say, a bit like in the previous Professional Superheroes miniseries podcast around being a nice professional, I'm doing all these things for you. I'm making all these sacrifices for you. I'm putting you first, and you aren't rewarding me with approval, with appreciation, with money, whatever it is. And that's when we can hold grudges. When we have a rescuer perspective, we will lie awake at night and say, I feel stuck because my rescuing doesn't work. And we can often feel so burdened that we have all this rescuing to do, and we either can't save everyone or our efforts aren't appreciated. Now, as I say, we can all drop into these modes, and this is about understanding, oh, hang on, I was really acting like a rescuer there. Maybe I can change my approach. Quick pause to tell you something that I am so excited about. I have launched the Professional Superheroes Mastermind Group. This is where professionals work directly with me to develop the knowledge, habits, and mindset to get unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. There is nothing like this on the planet. It is mind-blowing how much fun this is and just how big a shift people are experiencing. We turn you into the professional superhero that you were always meant to be. If you want more information and to join, then drop me an email at hello@freddymbennett.com. That's hello@FREDDIEM.com. I can't wait to see you in there. Now, let's get back to the episode. And finally, the third and final corner of our dreaded drama triangle, the third and final role, is the role of the victim. Now, I am fascinated by the role of a victim because I spent a long time of my career thinking and acting like a victim. And again, this isn't about saying you're a victim or you're not a victim. We can all drop into a victim mindset in many different situations, in many different circumstances, when we are under different types of pressure. We could all drop into victimhood. And this isn't about saying you will never be a victim again. This is about recognizing, oh, hang on, I'm thinking about this like a victim. Maybe I can change my perspective. So when we take a victim perspective, we believe that my life is hard and it's so unfair. Poor me. We approach the world with the view of it's not my fault, it's everyone else's. When we take a victim mindset, we will blame the client, especially. We'll blame our bosses. We'll blame the economy. We'll blame the IT. We will blame our parents. We will blame our partners who don't understand the sacrifices that we're making. We'll blame our kids for being so selfish. They want us to play with them when we've got emails to do. We will blame the whole world because it's so much more fun to blame the whole world than it is to take ownership for our actions. The benefits of thinking like a victim is that we get to take zero responsibility for fixing anything. And we get to complain. And let's face it, complaining is a lot of fun because it's much more fun to complain than it is to take the hard, difficult action to actually change our behaviours and take ownership of the situation. And also the best part, if we are a victim for long enough, then we will attract a rescuer to come and save the day. But there is a price that we pay as a victim because we feel like we can't change anything. When we're a victim, life happens to us. Also, people tend to think we are ineffective and we give off a vibe of just being a moaner and a complainer and someone who is a bit bitter with the world. And let's face it, no one likes a complainer. Lying awake as a victim, we say to ourselves, I feel stuck because I have no power, no influence, and no control. I feel useless. So those are the three roles in the dreaded drama triangle. And we all drop into these roles, as I say, the persecutor, the rescuer, and the victim. But really, this is a tale of responsibility. This is about taking 100% responsibility for who we are, what we do, for our careers, for our outcomes that we achieve and the outcomes that we deliver. And this is one of my favorite phrases. Any problem that you've had in your life, in your career, in your business, in your relationships, any problem that you've had for longer than a few months is because you have decided to keep that problem. Problem client, money problem, health problem, weight problem, relationship problem. It is because you have decided to keep that problem that you still have that problem after a few months. And this is about taking ownership. If you really want to truly enjoy success, then we need to step out of being a persecutor, a rescuer, or a victim and think about stepping up and being a leader. And yes, you are a leader, even if you only lead yourself. In fact, scratch that, cross out the word only. Even if you lead yourself, because that is the most powerful leadership position that you can enjoy. Effective leaders lead others and themselves, even if those people have different strengths, styles, and values. Other people respect this type of leadership because that type of leadership is the willingness to do what is required, even if we don't like how it's done, even if we don't feel like doing it, even if we think people might not like us for our decisions. People who worry about being liked will not be effective leaders. But you have the power to deal with whatever happens in your life and your career. You have the power to look in the mirror and recognize, hang on, I'm being a victim here, or I'm being a bit of a persecutor here, or when the going gets tough, I like to be a rescuer because that makes me feel better about myself. This is about doing what you know needs to get done. This is about focusing on your commitments, not your feelings. When we focus on feelings, then we do things based on whether we feel like it or not. And when we do things based on these emotions, that's when we tend to drop into the mode of the persecutor, the rescuer, or the victim. Now, I don't mean be a robot. I don't mean lose all your emotions. But this is saying, I have committed to this role. I have committed to this client. I have committed to making this phone call. I have committed to this new role. I have committed to this relationship. And that means I'm going to take the action that I need to take, whether I feel like it or not. This is about taking responsibility, not talking about fault, not talking about blame, not talking about rescuing people, whether they need rescuing or not. So I encourage you, as we finish this episode of the Professional Superhero Series, to ask yourself three questions. And these three questions will help you take ownership and pull yourself out of that mode of being a persecutor, a rescuer, or a victim when you drop into any of these three roles within that dreaded drama triangle. So ask yourself, firstly, where am I trying to be liked instead of being respected? We all do it. Where are you trying to be liked right now instead of being respected? Second question for you to ask right now in your life, in this very moment, where am I shying away from a decision that I know is right, but is not favored? Where are you right now shying away from a decision that you know you need to make, that you know is right, but might not make you popular? And the third and final question for you to ask yourself, wherever you are in your life and your career right now, where have I given away my power by saying, this isn't my fault or this isn't my problem? Where have you given away your power by saying, this isn't my fault or this isn't my problem? I encourage you to take some time to reflect on those three questions, because it is the answers to those three questions that will signpost to you where you can take more ownership, where you can take more responsibility, and where you can be that professional superhero that you are always meant to be. Thank you so much for listening to this third episode of the Professional Superheroes series. I am Freddie Bennett. I will see you on the other side. Thank you for listening to another show-stopping episode of Make It Count. I would love it if you could give us a 5-star review, subscribe, and share this podcast with the world. I am on a mission to get professionals unstuck, unshackled, and unleashed at work and at home. You can join our free Make It Count community. Click the link in the show notes, and you can also follow all of my adventures on Instagram at the Freddie Bennett. Well, for now, we made it count once again. I've been Freddie Bennett. You have been amazing, and I will see you on the other side.